Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Social distance style.
Yes, I am in Brain Junk South, which is a basement.
hidden underneath your blankets. I am in the original Kerr blanket fort. Today, I want to talk about something kind of fun, because I don't know about you, but the world is too heavy, and I need something light.
Agreed.
Actually, the only heavy thing I'm going to be talking about today is heavy metal, the music.
Excellent.
Yes. So there's a meme running around that sharks like heavy metal. I don't know if you've seen any.
No, but that's surprising that I haven't.
Yeah, because you're a shark fanatic. I have seen them on Instagram, and it's kind of true. Studies have been done on the effect of underwater sounds on sharks and their behavior. There was one done by Lucille Chapuy and her team. They were putting a chunk of bait out, and then they were playing the sounds of orcas. And orcas are a prey animal for sharks. Mm-hmm. And when they played the orca sounds, the sharks were like, they knew the food was there, but they were clearly not interested in interacting because there could be also orcas in the area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we know that they can hear. They have ears, and then they also have something called the lateral line. It's these pores that go along each side of the shark all the way down their body.
Yes, I've seen those.
Yeah, you know, and they kind of look like they've got little dots going down the sides.
Yeah.
Well, water conducts sound 4 times better than air. So not only are sharks, like when you see like in Jaws, they're throwing chum out in the water.
Yeah.
With the thought that the blood and everything is going to attract the sharks. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that sound attracts them even more than that blood in the water. And what they really, really like is low frequency pulsing sounds. National Geographic calls them the yummy hum.
Really? And that's
it's the pulsing sound of prey struggling in the water.
Okay, so good news, bad news. If you're having a beach party and listening to EDM, which is that low techno, no mosquitoes, 100% more sharks.
Yep, that anything that's got that 20 to 60 hertz frequency, that's got that and the lower you can get it, that like okay, when that guy, and it's a guy, rolls up next to you in his car at the stoplight and his whole car is vibrating.
Yes.
A great white shark would want to eat his car.
Excellent.
I know. So they've done a lot of other studies on the sharks. And there was this one zoo that had captive sharks, and they were trying to train them to eat food. And so they were using a really pulsing jazz beat, and sharks were interested in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like to be the scientist that gets to be like, well, let's try some techno and let's see if they like 80s, you know, hair bands. And
okay, well, I'm so glad you mentioned 80s hair bands, because a Discovery Channel crew was looking to attract a great white shark. They take a speaker and they stick it in the water and they crank up the volume. It was so loud that the diver in the cage could hear it and he knew what song it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they attracted 2 great white sharks, one of which was 12 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brain Junk has dogs today, by the way. I apologize. Brain Junk dog has bad manners.
Hey, that's a nice low bass note. Let's go chuck him in the ocean. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right. See how it goes. Swim, doggy. The dog always survives those movies, though, so it's okay.
That's true. He just paddles away as there's this smoking ruin of boat.
The guy wanders past, what's going on, Ruff? And then he's the one.
He's like, I don't know, but people were in the water. But here's a cool kind of final thought about this. So I talked about chum being used.
Yeah.
There are tourist kind of things, like people take whale boats to go out to see whales, where there are people who take shark boats to go out to see sharks.
Yes.
And they were doing a lot of this chumming, and it's, you know, it's kind of gross, especially, I mean, if you could imagine maybe 20 or 30 boats out in the same area, just throwing all this dead fish off the side.
Yeah.
They are starting to lean towards having them throw the speaker in the water and play this heavy metal, pick your poison.
Yeah.
And that would attract the sharks even better than the blood in the water.
That makes sense too, because then when you're done with the sharks, you turn the music off. But once that chum is out there, they're going to be smelling it for a long time.
Yep.
And so if you don't want them around for a long time, music is an immediate stop.
Well, especially in some places, they're coming pretty close to the shore, and they were finding that, you know, this boat was going out dumping maybe 20 or 30 gallons of chum in the water, and then it's washing up on the beach.
That would ruin a beach day.
You know, you're like, let's go to the ocean. Are those eyeballs and fins? I just don't even know. And so the water is ever so much better with just a speaker.
I have read enough Stephen King short stories and things to be thinking of numerous possibilities of why that would be so terrible.
Yep.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Thank you. And that is my sharky brainstorm.
I love your sharky brainstorm. I'm so sad that Shark Week is so far away.
Aw.
While you're waiting for Shark Week, don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.